Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Showmance.
Make sure you go to the episode description and check out all our sponsorship deals.
Our sponsors are the reason Showmance is completely free to download.
And they can hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
I'm Kevin McHale.
And I have something in my throat.
Ayo.
Whoa. Oh my God. This is a rowdy episode.
Yeah.
We've got the Lady Gang, or two-thirds of the Lady Gang.
Our bosses, Jack and Kelty, on the show today.
Lady bosses.
Oh, yes.
It's very exciting.
I'm very excited to have them because they are a lot of energy, and then they can actually see if we suck or not.
I'm very excited for them. I'm also very excited because I leave for Italy this week.
Are you going to, like...
So many things.
Are you going to go off the grid, or are you going to send me photos every 30 minutes?
Half and half.
Okay, because I respect the off-the-grid, but need to, like, live vicariously through you.
So, no, I definitely want a story. We're definitely going to be in places where I think it's totally Instagram-worthy, but I also think, like, there are on times and off times because, you know...
Your romantic times.
Yeah, it's like... And the whole purpose of, like, going to Italy is to, like, power down, right?
Is this your first... trip with David, like big trip?
No, we went to Portugal last year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
For New Year's?
So we definitely learned a lot about each other and how we travel. Obviously, you know, you learn a lot about somebody when they travel.
That's the best way to learn something about somebody.
Yeah, and like sometimes you can get along really well with a friend and not travel well together. We travel well together.
Oh, you and I are great travel partners. How are you and David?
We're great.
Yeah, I feel like you guys would be great.
We planned a lot of Portugal.
I've seen the Google Doc for this trip.
Well, we did plan a lot for Italy, too. But we left a lot of flexibility and room for change. But we definitely planned too much in Portugal. Like, we had two other cities planned to stop in. And by the time, like, we were about to go to them, we were like, I'm so tired. Like, I want to...
Yeah. So you don't
actually
want
a vacation
where you
for
are.
My vacation, you know? So we canceled those.
That's
so
a quick learning curve, though.
Yeah.
One trip, you figure out how to fix that.
And I credit David because he always makes sure we do refundable because, like, things change. And especially on the trip, like, if you want that flexibility.
You want to meet a nice, welcoming couple that you bond with in Portofino and get invited on their yacht.
Oh, my God. We're doing a boat trip from Praiano on the Amalfi Coast to Capri for the day, and I am stoked. I'm so excited.
I'm hungry just hearing about this.
We are going to eat so much that you're going to have to roll me off that plane back to America.
Before you go, have you watched the Bon Appetit pizza thing? Okay, so if you don't have the time, just watch one episode of it and watch the episode where they make cheese because they go to Italy and they go to, like, the actual places where they make buffalo mozzarella and show you the process. And it's going to make you so excited because then the next day you're actually going to be there.
Okay.
So, and maybe, I'm don't know if you're going to be close to any of these areas.
Yeah, but
watch it. It's like 30, 40 minutes.
We have been told about cheese farms. We've also been told, like, I want to see the David. I'm very excited about the David. But we're doing a cooking class, a pizza and gelato cooking class in Florence. So I'm stoked. And we have all these different recommendations for, like, the best gelatos. So we'll probably do a gelato tour in Italy.
Oh, yes.
And we'll have a doc. So what we like to do is we like to travel with a Google Doc of where we're staying, confirmations, all of that stuff. But then after we visited a place, we put together all the places that we actually went to and in each, like, city.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way when people are like, I'm going to Italy, you're like, well, I have a doc for you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. I used to have that for London.
Yeah. I'm stoked. I can't wait to eat all
the gelato
pizza.
I had in Florence was the most insane thing I've ever experienced.
I can't wait.
because
what's your favorite flavor gelato?
I don't even know.
Hazelnut.
Because I I don't remember the flavors I had. I just remember thinking this is totally worth the pain I'm going to be in because I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, did you feel pain afterwards or was it?
It was just pure joy. I don't remember the pain. I remember that I stood on the bridge overlooking the river, eating the gelato as it was like running down the cone. Also, you can like rent bikes and just ride around. It's
well, the thing I'm most beautiful. Excited about is like we are. I forgot what I was going to say.
You
said gelato,
do you
Florence.
Think David's going to propose to you?
No, he already told me he wasn't on this trip just to avoid any distractions.
Yeah, but what if he's just trying to throw you off?
I don't think that's true because he never even asked my ring size.
We can say this because he doesn't listen to the show. What?
It's true. No, I've already been through the process. It's not happening.
I think you're the type of person who, you know, the person asks, we had a question during the live podcast.
Yes.
Of, I want the engagement to be a surprise, but like, I also want to pick out my ring.
Yeah.
Is that you?
That's me.
Or do you want any surprise at all?
Oh, no. I told him what cut ring I want.
Okay. Great.
He knows. He knows the cut of the diamond.
So he hasn't.
He has an idea.
How do you secretly get somebody's ring size?
That's a good question. No, he's not proposing to me on this trip. And it's very smart of him to have told me that he wasn't because...
It'd be back of your mind the whole time.
You avoid... Right? Well, yeah. And everybody's asked me, like, this is the trip, right? And you're like, no. but, like, yeah, of course I'd be like, I would say yes if he asked me. But it's not happening. I was like, he's not getting together by this point. It's not happening.
I don't know. It could.
I promise.
It could.
No, but I'm actually... I avoid any drama. Because I don't want to be going on this trip and then waiting for it and then coming home empty-handed.
No, you just need to, like, go and eat everything in sight.
Honestly, that's I'm like, happy as a pig in shit with some pizza and some gelato for 14 days.
Like, call 18 pounds of pasta.
But it's funny because I remembered what I was going to say now. Everybody says, like, you walk so much, but also you eat all this food. And in Italy, it's only the ingredients that are supposed to be in there. And so, like, you don't gain weight from all the crap preservatives and stuff that us Americans eat all the time.
I remember when Amber was in...
Cheese doodles.
When Amber was doing Dreamgirls in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
And she said... She lost so much weight. But she was like, it wasn't that I was necessarily eating super healthy. It's like the ingredients don't have all the crazy preservatives as America does.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Oops.
But don't worry. You will see me on Instagram boomerang the shit out of me eating pizza.
I
and
cannot.
And licking gelato.
Wait.
And like eating all the pasta and cacio pepe in the lamp.
Oh my God. This is
I'm going to come back and be like, Jenna, is that you?
I hope so. I hope I don't recognize you.
Unrecognizable.
I hope you double in size.
Oh my God.
You deserve it.
You know what? It was worth it.
Hell yeah, it was worth it. We got to get this podcast to do well, then we can retire in Italy.
Oh, we should just buy a place in Italy under the Tuscan sun.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
Diane Lane.
Okay.
Just a reminder, I feel like you're a little behind on music. For the plane, I'm assuming you haven't listened to Taylor Swift's album.
No.
Download it.
Okay.
Lana Del Rey is coming out on Friday. It might be some nice vibey music when you're on the ocean boat. It might be some...
Oh, that's good. Yeah I'll try it out.
Because I feel like it really sets a good mood for that picturesque... Missy Elliott had a new album out last week.
Oh,
there's a lot of good stuff. So I think you got a lot of flying and traveling music. And I think like the right soundtrack.
Okay.
Take notes.
Okay.
You got Missy. You got Taylor. Right, you almost have Lana. Oh, there's so much good music that's coming out.
Okay.
I'm actually jealous that you get to travel with that music. Because I love getting, usually before a trip, I'll download a bunch of new singles and a couple new albums.
Okay.
And then usually one of those albums or songs, whatever, can define a trip. And then you associate that song.
Oh, that's good.
Yes,
that's
it's
good.
Nice.
Okay, well, maybe I'll find a T-Swifty song that will make it que romantico.
Que romantico.
All right, should we get to our ladies?
Yeah, I can't. I bet they're going to give us all the new hot goss. Hot goss.
It sounds funny.
Hot goss.
You got me hungry. All right.
You got me hungry. You got both of us hungry.
Before we get to Jack and Kelty, let's give a shout out to Ship. As you know, we're in happy relationships, but what you might not know is that we love playing matchmaker, right, Kevin? Just
always
like
have.
We love giving wedding advice.
It's one of my greatest joys.
Ugh, I'm so excited. So that's why we're really, really excited about this new dating app, Ship, that lets you swipe for your friends.
We just downloaded Ship and that ship like relationship, and have been using it to find dates for one of our best friends. I won't put him on blast quite yet. I think it's a genius idea because we get to live vicariously through them. And here's how it works.
So if you're single, you invite a group of friends to join your crew.
And those friends can then help you find matches.
And the best part is if you're not single like us, you can still join to help your friends out. So you don't need to make a profile or anything like that. You just join your friend's crew and you start swiping for them and you show them what's up.
What's amazing is within the app, you have your group chat. So if somebody is bad at getting in a first line, you know, people just have like the corniest one-liners.
Yeah, we got to help them out.
Yeah, then we jump in and be like, no,
this
here's
is what
you
gotta
say.
Do.
Or if they have questionable taste, you'd be like, mm-mm, you missed a really good one. Yeah. We can keep them in check.
This is
great for people
so
like us.
So much fun.
One of my favorite pastimes is like hooking up my people with other people.
Well, that's because you're also a witch. So anyway,
I have great taste.
Is very, very exciting for us. Well, finding a date is more fun if you do it with friends. So download Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe with friends.
That's S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today.
Okay.
I'm hungry for the gossip.
Hungry for the goss. Let's head over to the goss with the ladies.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
And we're
amateurs.
And we're back. And we have Jack and Kelty, who need no introduction.
No, our bosses.
I don't even have a last name.
So pretty. Did you cut your hair?
No.
She's got that self-tan on.
I do. It's a self-tanner.
So tan.
Maybe
you.
I just haven't seen anyone beautiful in such a long time. Because I was like, Jenny, you look so good. Kevin, your hair.
Yeah, I was
Jack,
like, I
your
haven't
face.
Bathed, so you're, that's why it's so greasy.
It's a great.
I just spilled hot sauce on my shirt just a minute ago.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be on the hit podcast Showmans.
I know. Oh, my God. I feel famous.
I feel
famous. Because you only have famous people on this.
Yeah, you do. You have better. You get. Oh,
what?
Well, I've never sat on this side of the table where sitting in the Lady Gang studios where I'm staring at the amazing, very famous people that you guys have been with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Kelty, look, you're with Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah. let's talk about this wall really quick because it was supposed to be a Lady Gang wall and it turned out to be a Kelty and celebrity wall.
That's not true.
Kelty has met everybody under the sun a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to talk to me. Let's be straight up honest. Like, it has nothing. I ask for the exact same people to come on Lady Gang, and everyone says no.
No.
It's your job.
Let's be clear.
They want to talk to
people. People want to talk to 6 million people on their televisions.
Are you so numb now to meeting famous people?
The only one who still freaks me out, and that's why she's an 8x10, is Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
Paula Abdul, I lose my goddamn mind.
How many times have you met her now?
Three. And... I'll tell you a great story of I threw this girl on another show under the bus. So I was interviewing Paula for her, she was doing like her little mixtape tour. She was on with like Backstreet Boys or who was it? Boys to Men or whatever. She was like the opening act.
Right.
It was like 2 summers ago.
Ooh, how did we miss this?
It was amazing. Anyway,
I went.
And so I bought tickets, which I never buy tickets to anything. If I can't go for free, I'm not going.
Same.
It's like how I am. So I bought tickets because I was like, I'm going to go see Paula at the Hollywood Bowl perform her 3 opening songs.
Right.
And so then the girl was like, the girl before me was on another TV show interviewing Paula. And she's like, oh my God. Yeah, no, I'd love to come. And Paula's like, well, hit up Craig or whoever was in the room, like, we'll get you tickets or whatever. And I walked in and the girl had not even left the room. And I was like, Paula, I don't even need a hookup for tickets. I already bought my tickets because I'm a real fan. And I threw another interviewer on it. And then I was like, that was so dark. But then also, like, don't lie and be like, yeah, I'd love to see you for free. That's not a real fan.
That
a real fan goes first in line.
Buy those tickets.
And you're only a real fan of one person.
Oh, yeah. Man. Would you wait in line for like outside in the boiling hot weather to see Paula?
Well, then I also gave Paula advice on her merch. I was like, you know what I need, Paula? I need some vintage t-shirts.
Yes.
With old Paula.
Yes.
Like, I need a Forever Your Girl Spellbound Viabology like t-shirt vintage.
And did she
do it?
No.
Oh.
She gave me 2019 Paula on a glossy picture. And I was like, that's not what I wanted. No. So I didn't buy it.
That sounds
there's
like
a market. There's a market
experience
for that, and you can fill that. I think you should maybe.
You should do it.
Like she should open up an eBay store of all Paula vintage Abdul. Paula
Jack, Abdul can you help her?
Absolutely not. I'm a real friend.
Jack already has too many jobs.
Okay, wait. So Matt Nathanson or Paula?
F*** Mary Kill. Mary Paula Abdul. F*** Matt Nathanson.
Yeah,
kill
whose merch
else
do you have more of? Matt or Paula's?
Matt.
Definitely.
I've never seen Kelty in a more Kelty state than when she is around Matt Nathanson. It's crazy.
I need to see that.
You didn't see her Instagram when they went to the concert? I was like, wait, Jack and Kelty are fans of Nate Nathanson?
No,
I'm
not.
No,
she pulled me there. She literally made me go.
I need to be there in person.
She made me go after filming Lady Gang TV all day, which we woke up at 5 a.m. for, drank all day. And I'm like, all I want to do is go to bed.
Yeah.
Just lay in my bed. Kelty's like, so you're coming to Matt Nathanson with me. It doesn't start till 8 p.m., but we're going for the meet and greet at 5.
Oh.
And it's this like VIP thing with Matt, but who I love. He's so great, but like
in front of like a backdrop. Like,
well, no, it's so he plays this acoustic set and then does a Q&A for like 50 people, and then she waited for the entire line to go take a picture with him.
Oh, my God.
He was literally just here on the podcast.
I was going to be
before. I could get a picture with him whenever
anytime.
I want. But I want.
I love it.
You
the girl
to
who
be
can
there.
Meet anybody under the sun.
And Matt Nathanson, she waits in a meet and greet line.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real.
Because
that's dedication.
Here's something about. Let's talk about showmances.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is something in Hollywood. God is not fair. Sometimes the people who are the most famous.
Yes.
Maybe are not deserving of that fame.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe are not the greatest on the planet.
Right.
And so it is for me to support the people that I feel like Matt Nathanson, should you have been John Mayer status? Are your songs better? Yes. Is your voice better? Yes. Are you more f***able? Yes. Do you have less STDs, allegedly? Yes. Like, for me, Matt should have been the Grammy-winning John Mayer of our generation.
Right.
And he missed out. I don't know why.
Yeah. Because it makes no sense.
It makes
it
no
never
sense.
Makes any sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I feel it's like that happens
right time,
with a
right
lot
place.
Of
it happens
artists,
all the time.
Right?
Everybody.
That's what sucks is like talent really doesn't have anything to do.
Like,
no,
I'm sorry. Your video, the one that just came out with you dancing in the sweatsuits.
Yes,
what's
yes.
it called?
Help Me Now.
Help Me Now.
Help Me Now. That song's a bop. And the video is so sexual. Like, I've never wanted to bang you more than
I'm
when
sweating.
I watched you dance in that video. If Shawn Mendes put that song and
God.
That video right now,
well,
we
yeah.
would be
yeah.
jizzing our pants.
I don't have that platform, and I don't have that face or those biceps.
Or that 21-year-old body.
Well, that mug, though. That Shawn mug,
Shawn
though.
Shawn Mendes.
Special. Can we just put the mug
on your
Kevin,
body?
On your
you just
box?
Want to replace Kevin's face?
Did I tell you I met Shawn Mendes?
Wait, get
would you
out
know? Wait, do you know how much the
wait
Lady Gang love Shawn Mendes?
Wait
he is our
minute.
Boy.
I
get
can't believe I forgot to tell
out.
You this.
Kevin McHale, you can leave right now.
No, I'm not. I'll leave after I tell you the story.
We need every detail. How does he smell?
Wait, was this the one where you stalked him and followed him and then didn't get to? Like,
first of all, that's not your story to tell.
Did you wait in line at a meet and greet?
You don't know anything about me, Jenna.
Dude,
no.
Shawn Mendes' meet and greets are probably $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
I'd pay it.
Yes. I'd pay. Oh, my God. I'd pay him for just about anything.
It's coming out of the showman's bill.
Yeah, it is.
That's okay. It's a write-off.
Exactly.
No, so we go to the same vocal coach.
Oh.
Valerie.
Shout out to Eric Vitro. Who also, like.
He does everybody.
Like Ariana, Camila Cabello.
Oh, wow.
All
everyone.
These, like everyone. You go in there, like Jenna's face is on the wall. He just like, everyone goes there.
Everybody.
So I was going there, and I made a joke. I called my friend Wednesday, and I,
it was this week.
No.
Sorry,
her name.
Oh. Got it.
And I called her, and I was like, "Hey, I'm."
Side note. Yeah. When I was a kid, I really wanted to be named a day of the week.
I might name my kid a day of the week.
And now I realize it's fucking stupid.
No, it's not.
Tell me about Wednesday.
No, we can still wear it on our underwear, right?
That's true.
Let's just do that.
So I call her, and I'm like, "Oh, hey." I was calling her about something else, right? And I'm like, "Oh, I'm going to like singing lesson. Maybe I'll see Sean there because she and I are equal." Oh no, I was calling her because the first pictures of Sean and Camila came out.
Yeah.
And I go,
but then, wait, making out in the water?
No, it was pre that. And I was like, did you see those pictures? And she's like, yeah, it's devastating. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
yeah.
And I mean, so then I was like, oh, by the way, I'm also on my way. I had just left Jones around the corner. And
your favorite place.
Yep. Yeah. I live there. And I was like, well, maybe he'll be there. I'll call you. She's like, oh my God, if he's there, what are you going to do? I'm like, he's not going to be there. I go to this guy all the time. He's never there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I pull up to the singing lesson, and there's a car blocking the driveway, so I can't even get in. And I call her, and I'm like, hey, isn't it so Sean to just leave his car in the driveway and not let me in?
No.
And she's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like, well, I could go in the other entrance.
It's a semicircle.
I'm going to stay here because
it's
by
Sean.
The slim chance that it is him, then we have something to talk about because now he's...
Move your fucking car,
yes.
Sean.
Yeah.
Right? So then she's like, okay. So then I get off the phone. I'm like sitting in my car and I look up and Sean Mendez is coming out of the house with Eric towards my car in a tight white t-shirt.
Oh,
tight
my
black
God.
And his boots with a curl in his forehead.
He has a little curl.
And
like
he's like sort of like jogging towards me. In my head, I saw all of this in slow motion.
Na, na, na,
like,
na, na,
yes, like the whole thing was in slow motion.
It took 10 minutes, but really it was 5 seconds.
Yes.
He threw some water
story
on himself.
Of my life.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little bit of water.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then he like comes up to my car. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I roll down my window. He's like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I'm Sean. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, don't even worry about it. And then Eric's like, I wanted you guys to meet. I'm like, yes, so nice to meet you. He's like, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so sorry. I'll get out of your way. I'm like, it's
he's
good.
Like,
take
he's
your
like,
time.
He's like, get the f*** out of my way.
I was so calm inside. I'm like, what is happening to you? You're killing it. Like, I have never, like, hid how I actually, cause,
so
because
you don't
because the older I get, the older you get, like, the more you just don't give a f***.
Yeah.
Right. So normally I'd be like, oh my God, you're so hot. Like it's what I normally would have said, but somehow I shut down to the reverse. I'm like, don't worry. I'm like, it's all good.
You're like, who are you?
I'm like, nice to meet you. Like, put up my window. Like, ain't no thing.
Good luck being you're like, know what, Sean? Nice to meet me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, it was nice to meet
me. I'm like, oh, have fun at the Staples Center tonight, tomorrow night. Like, what?
But you can't sell it out.
You should have been like, have fun when you're the hottest thing on the planet. See you in 5.
Yeah.
Like, good one, Kelty.
Like, what?
You
remember
sense.
When you guys were the Glee was the biggest thing?
You're on the cover everywhere you could go.
I know, it should have been. Enjoy
Thanks,
Staples. We already did it. Don't worry about it.
When I see our photo on the
just
wall.
Just be careful about that humidity in the Staples Center. It can really get you on night 2.
I walk into that house and I'm like, Eric, you're a real one for that.
Don't eat the burgers.
I wanted you two to meet. You're a real one. Thank you
what
for
did
that.
He say?
That is pretty amazing.
Did he know? Did you mention Sean before this or no?
No.
Wow. Go Eric.
Eric was no, but he's like, no, I want all my students to like meet each other. I'm like,
you're like, you didn't know that I'm like absolutely obsessed with him.
No, I really tried to play it cool. And I go in there. I'm gonna sound really creepy. I hope neither of them ever hear this.
They will definitely.
Because like
I'm
you have,
this to
when
Eric.
We tweet it.
You have like you know, he makes you like throw coat tea and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then
there was Sean's and you licked it.
There
did
was
you?
A mug there and I'm like
lick it.
I'm like, it's Sean's. I'm like, do I take it?
You're like, I'll just use this.
Oh my
cup.
God, you could sign it.
And I'm like, Eric, is this Sean? He's like, oh yeah. I'm like, I'll take it to the kitchen for him.
You should have been
cleaning
like
cleaning up after Sean.
You're like, oh my God, and then Kelsey's pregnant with Sean Mendes's baby.
It's so weird how that
we
happens.
Accidentally DNA
that cup
the baby.
I'm not gonna use the cup.
What if he
did
has
you lick it?
It's like
bit.
Swapping spit with Sean Mendes,
but
Kevin.
Not really. It's creepy.
No, it's not.
There are
I'm
so
gonna go start sitting outside of Eric's
world.
House is what's creepy.
Yeah.
Waiting for Sean Mendes.
Want to talk about creepiness. You're like, I could go in the door, but I think I'll just sit behind what car I think might be Sean Mendes's.
Man, I always thought I was a witch,
yeah,
but my witchiness only applies to hot 20-year-olds, apparently.
It's just his youth. His youth.
Oh my gosh,
I've never been attracted to the
it?
Kids.
I haven't either, but he doesn't seem like a 20-year-old.
No, he's
got
so
an old
tall.
Soul that really...
Wait, only 20, not 21?
Have you listened to his music? It's like someone really broke his heart, too. I can fix that for you,
no,
Sean.
But now I feel like he's really been... Now, after that, I'm like... Oh, I get it. He seems very happy. He, Camila must be really happy. And then I heard...
You're literally the source that goes to magazines.
Yes. And then I'm like, I'm listening to these new two singles. I'm like, oh my God, he's been telegraphing us the entire time. The first one was about, if I can't have you, like, I don't want anybody else. And then he got her in Senorita. Oh, I was like, oh, God. Sean, you sweet puppy. You sweet, fine puppy.
We should rename this episode of the podcast the Sean Mance.
The Sean Mance.
Just, like, push me down a flight of stairs.
We're just going to send a request for him to be on Showmance every day until they get so sick of it that he's got to come on.
Just sweet,
why don't you just blackmail him through your vocal coach to be
gonna,
like,
I heard you lip sync.
Oh, no. He's the opposite. He has, like, vocal training, like, six times a week. He's obsessed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
He can
he's
sing.
Perfect.
See, that's... I'm saying. He's a dedicated Canadian. When people say things about Sean, I'm like, there's nothing going on here.
No.
He is a dedicated, kind Canadian.
Like, what are they saying about him?
I think what you see is what you get. Like, I don't feel like he's putting on a front. I think
there's
he's a 20-year-old living his truly his best life.
And he's a nerd who just happened to be in that
hot body.
Mm-hmm. Like me. Like people.
Wait, did everybody just miss what Kelty said?
What did she say?
She goes, Sean... Just Sean Mendes is just like a nerd, but in a super hot body like me.
You're right. You're right.
That's true. Yeah. And everyone missed
it. Yes, we all missed it.
Because you're sitting around a table of narcissists. Yeah. We're only all thinking about ourselves.
I'm thinking about Sean's hot, nerdy body all the time.
I'm thinking about if this was the Hunger Games and Sean came in and he could only have sex with one of us.
I would eat you.
Yeah. Kevin.
Oh, oh, no. I'm
You'd
already finding
poisoned.
Weapons in here.
I would
ready.
Behead you myself. You're done.
That's the best prize for
I wouldn't
Hunger
even
Games.
Be mad.
Hungry.
I'd be like, I understand.
Yeah, like, send me dick pics from the other side.
Just make sure to share on your iCloud.
Yeah. That's all I ever want.
I'm fine if I'm dead.
I always hook up my friends with other people, and all I want is just the story.
Sean?
I thought you were going to say all I wanted is the shared dick pic.
Yeah, sure.
Sean has the same body as my husband.
Oh, good.
And it's going to get over Sean right now.
I'm just letting you know. Like that tall, lanky, skinny.
Oh, God.
They'll hide a penis.
Is Sean Mendes?
You will not expect.
He's tall.
He's
a
right
penile
height.
Size.
That is
from a skinny man.
I bet he has
penile.
Big dick.
Yeah, he has big dick energy. Okay, what's on your rundown?
We don't have one.
No, we
don't need
one. Don't worry.
Obviously.
Don't look at our rundown.
It turned into complete
You're not
Sean.
To see.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm sorry, Jenna, that I withheld that, but I'm glad it came out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you should be sorry about that because I'm surprised that I wasn't the one you called.
But the thing was, I had so many people to call about that. Sean Mendes has been a point of friendship for me and a lot of my friends that I almost didn't. I didn't call anybody because I didn't know where to start. Yeah. I just called Wednesday back. I'm like, oh, I texted her. I was like, it was Sean. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She's like, I just threw down my phone and I
screamed.
She
really does love Sean, though, a lot. Like,
So we'll see.
She thinks that she's, you know, she's going to be the one.
Oh. I mean, I do too, but...
You guys, we've spent 15 minutes talking about Sean Mendes, by the way.
You're welcome. That's the content. That's the content people want.
That is the content that people want.
We're just going to title it Sean Mendes so that people think that it's Sean Mendes.
It's Shawn Mendes' guest.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's
Yeah,
fine.
Don't even
don't
use
care.
Us. I don't care at all. You should just be like the Shawn Mendes with Sean Mendes.
It should just be, the Sean Mendes episode.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The one we talk about Sean Mendes.
You bamboozle everybody.
It's a really good experiment just to see if you can fool people.
It's going to have so much backlash
so
that they're never going to listen.
I kept waiting
never
for
come
Sean.
Back.
All you got was Jack.
Like, who is this? I only listen to this episode because there's famous people on it.
God. Before we continue with Jack and Kelty, let's give a shout out to Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear.
Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear is just what you need to stay cool all day long.
They make you feel cool even through life's most uncomfortable moments.
Like when you're on a first date and then someone comes and asks for a photo.
Or when you're also on that first date and you miss your mouth and the water dribbles down your shirt.
I've done that too many times.
Same.
So go to fruit.com and use promo code SHOWMANCE to unlock an additional 10% off your order. order. I have to tell you, Kevin, these breathable undies, they're making my summer a lot more pleasant.
You and me both.
When I'm happy, you're happy.
That's true.
So let me tell you, these breathable undies, the material is great, and I am just comfortable all the time.
Fruit of the Loom breathable underwear is designed with total comfort in mind and made with breathable, lightweight fabric. The tiny holes provide airflow, keeping you cool.
Go to fruit.com and use promo code SHOWMANS to unlock an additional 10% off. That's FRUIT.com and promo code SHOWMANS for 10% off to get your Fruit of the Looms breathable underwear today. So feel cool even when you shouldn't.
You guys, how is your empire going?
It's going great, except I have an amazing story about Jack.
Oh, no.
You want to talk about a showmance?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So the Lady Gang is writing a book. And
what?
Today we had our big book call with the publisher of the book.
Congrats, you guys.
And like, here's the difference between Jack and I.
Yeah.
Jack and I, all weekend, I spent 3 days at home drinking tea, cleaning my closet, and working on the book.
I saw you.
I went over every little thing. I wrote a whole list of things, and I was like, okay. I wrote double emails to both the girls. Like, here's the notes they gave us. What do you guys want to do about this? And then I was like, I understand. I prefaced that email with, yeah, like, I know it's Friday night at 11, and like, you guys have lives, but I don't. I am relishing in like this work mode that I'm in right now.
Yeah.
So you can get back to me on Monday.
Yeah.
Fine. So then it's like 5 minutes before the book haul, and I'm like, did everyone have a chance to look over the Google Doc and all the notes I sent? Becca's like, yep. Jack's like, I don't know, I'm driving.
No, I
and
did.
No. And it won't open on my phone.
No, I did look through the notes, but I wanted the notes pulled up for our call, but they wouldn't pull up on my phone. So I tethered to my computer while I'm going 80 miles down the freeway with the notes open to make sure that I could reference things if I needed to.
Oh,
bitch.
Okay. I took it as Jack had not even looked at the book.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know what? And see, then I went on this whole thing to Sasha, and I was, Sasha, this is why you need to do the Enneagram so you can learn to love people, because I peed and then I came out of the bathroom and I was like, but see, that's why I had everyone in the Lady Gang do the Enneagram, because I know Jack will procrastinate on things, but that's how she loves. And I have to love her that way because she's a 7 and I'm a 3. And then I went on a High and Mighty. Do you remember that? And I was like trying to explain to Sasha about it's okay that Jack didn't open the book until the moment before the call.
Can you send me this Enneagram?
Yeah,
anyway,
let's do it.
But she had... But this is also very 7 thing. Unexpected.
I know.
I wasn't expecting.
Oh, the book has been my baby. That has been something that
I know.
I have
That's
about
why
a lot.
I was surprised when I didn't think you had opened any of it. And I was like, you know, it's not like we got, it's like not like a little bodunk, like mom and pop publishing. It's like a real book deal. Like,
yeah,
they did Michelle Obama's book. Like,
yeah.
It was,
yes,
like, there's people.
God,
you go in,
you gotta like.
It was, they, we went in and there was all these books from like that you've seen. And yeah, I was like, oh my God, they like really make books. So I was like, we gotta get on
I'm like,
it.
Do you know that ours is about just dicks?
It's about penises. And then the
drunk?
Greatest part is when we sign the book deal, they're like, and we just want to be clear that if you need to hire a ghostwriter, then you will pay for that yourself. Like, we don't pay for a ghostwriter. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we don't need a ghostwriter. And they're like, that's nice, sweetheart. And then.
Well, yeah, none of us are writers.
Right. And then we wrote the f*** out of this book. We wrote it, every word, every bad grammatical error, ourselves. And then we got the notes back and they were like, you guys did a great job, it's amazing. And
it was,
we were like,
it was pretty crazy because anybody that I know that has written a book, which is one person, has told me, he's like, I had so many rounds of notes, like, it's f***ing crazy, they rewrite,
yeah,
your book basically.
Yeah.
And we had like, oh, it's them, not it's they, not them.
No,
or like, it's,
yeah,
random little grammatical,
well,
thing.
They gave me one note.
People want your voice though,
right?
So like, I'm sure you guys write how you speak.
Yeah,
right.
And like, no one
funny
else can do that besides you.
Yeah.
So like, if they have someone has a meeting with you or you listen to your podcast, mm-hmm, they know your personality. Like, that's what you want to read. So it feels like you're actually in a room with you as you read it.
Yeah,
I imagine.
I think so.
I
think it's gonna be good.
Y'all anyway better be narrating that shit too, so I can hear it on Audible.
I don't know if we're. Do we do an Audible?
I think everybody has an audiobook.
Books are weird.
I know they are
did
weird.
You?
I
Jenna
didn't
did
do
a
the.
Book.
I wrote a book. I didn't do the Audible.
Was yours like a biography?
It was more of like a self help, like inspirational.
Yeah.
10 rules to the best you.
Oh, cute. Kind of I love
thing.
That.
Yeah. I would have done so many things different. But if I write a book again, it won't it'll be different.
Cool.
Profound. Profound.
Thank you, Jenna.
I'll definitely keep that advice.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you take that with you. You're welcome.
Okay, so deep. So just different. Do it different.
Wow. Do it different, you guys.
Great.
Do it different.
Just do it. Yes.
Definitely
different.
Do it different.
How long did it take you guys to write the book?
Like 2.5 months.
Not even. And we were doing it while we were filming Lady Gang TV. So it was like,
that's cray.
During these like little
pockets. Oh, you guys
pockets.
Are psychos.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because we sat down and they were like, well, we'd want it to be out spring 2020, so we'd need it by June.
By the summer.
And we're like, okay, yeah, we got it.
Did you all write it together? Or did you take different segments?
Well, we can't. That's the end of that conversation. We need to keep something secret. Some things have to be secret. Jenna?
No.
Let me give you a rule for living your best life.
Do it different.
Don't do it different.
Do it different.
Do it different this time.
Do it different.
Wait, just do it different.
What is the Enneagram thing?
We need to actually do that. Very interesting.
Because Kevin and I, it looks like we're sitting on like opposite. It feels like we're parallel.
Well, I'm most likely you're a three, which is the achiever, which is what me and Becca are. But we manifest it.
Differently.
In different ways.
Totally.
Like Becca's.
I do the you where I have read everything. I just don't reply.
Yep, that's how I am.
Yeah, I'm like, I've done it.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't think sevens, and I mean this like with love, I don't think sevens go that far in show business.
That's fair.
So I think that you are something else. But you could have
a seven, though.
A seven is the enthusiast. So essentially, if you want to know Jack in her deepest ways, I can tell you about her right now. So Jack, we all have like the human insecurity and fear and all the gross stuff about being a human, right? Mm-hmm. And we all cover it up in different ways.
Right.
So if you're a three, if you're me, you covered up by having to-do lists and always achieving and always have something to do. Mm-hmm. And your flaw is that you cannot calm down. Like when I'm like, oh, I'm going to lay in the sun. I got to lay in the sun and read a memoir because then I can cross off another book on my to-do list of books to read this summer.
Yes.
I can't just lay and read a book.
Multitasker.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Jack, the way she avoids getting into her nitty gritty of her human is by doing activities, as we call them, Jacktivities. So she is the enthusiast. So she is up, day drinking, at a party, playing a game,
traveling.
Then going to a concert, traveling, then she loves to go to a 4-day music festival and go to the festival all 4 days in an outfit, plan a Halloween outfit 3 months in advance, New Year's Eve party, she has plans, like she's that person where
that's
I'm like,
me.
Please don't make me leave the house.
Okay, I guess we're not the same.
So instead of dealing with her emotions, she just plays cornhole.
I love
you
cornhole.
You love your cornhole.
No, but I feel like what drives you is, the Enneagram's like what drives you personally.
Yeah.
And like, I'm driven by experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what drives me. And you're driven by personal
achievements.
But like, I also am driven by personal success and achievements, but it's just manifested in different ways.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's a very...
Oh, we got to do this.
We got to do this.
Because we won't be the exact same as you guys.
You won't. No, you shouldn't be. There's nine. So
and
my husband is a peacekeeper.
But her and Becca are the same number, but they're totally different in the way that they go about.
But we still like Becca. So I'm very upfront where I'll be like, I would like to be famous. I would like you to love me. Mm-hmm. Where Becca is like, I don't care about that stuff. But she totally does.
Right.
Yeah. She's like low key about it. But she's an achiever.
Like you knew both.
She's an achiever.
100%.
She's like, I got to go. Because
go get her.
When we were filming for Lady Gang TV and we never aired it, but we did this scene with Karamo and he made Becca cry because he said that Becca cares too much with her dad thinks. Right? Her dad was like, he was like, tell me about your father. And he goes, she goes, he's my biggest cheerleader. And he's like, what do you feel like when he's not cheering for you? And then she just started crying. It was so intense. Do you remember?
I don't see Becca cry a lot.
No, she's not a crier.
He made me cry too.
Karamo makes me cry every time I watch him with somebody. It's amazing what he does.
Dude, he is, have you guys ever met him?
No.
He is the most like intense, amazing ball of just like energy around you.
Yeah.
I've never met anybody like him.
Does he have like a background in psychology?
Yes.
must because he is
and he has a
so
crazy like growing up story. He was addicted to drugs. He had a baby with a woman and then he came out as gay. And then on this season of Queer Eye, he took a man who got shot to meet the man who
shot him. Oh my God.
What?
David, watch it.
No, that's
I made him watch it.
I just remember that episode.
How
I think it was the first season where he talks to the white police officer.
Oh my God. And you know, that wasn't planned.
Yeah. It didn't seem like it, but it's like he has this really innate ability to talk about really hard things
and make
everybody
so
feel open and comfortable.
Yes. The sitting down of the
it's like the opposite of what
shooter
we
and the
That's
guy was crazy.
Crazy.
He said it was like a 3-hour conversation that he curated that was like helping them kind of heal. We saw maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes of it.
Right.
It was wild.
I mean,
he's amazing.
Jack and I used to share a boyfriend, and like we're still salty about it.
No,
and it's been like 15
I'm
years.
Not.
I'm not salty about it either.
Okay, Kelsey.
Uh-huh.
It is
I'm
funny.
Really not. It's but here's the thing. It's like now it's a character.
It's an inside joke between us. Like that's how we know each other. Yeah. But then we joke around because we think it's hilarious. But
we
his
fans,
he's a musician, and his fans
think we care about him.
Go after us,
and they're like, "Why can't you just drop it? Let him live." And I was like, "No," but he's like now like a character in our story.
Yeah,
like I don't even really remember what he was like as
I
a
hope
human
he makes
being.
It into the book.
Wait, he. We have not talked.
Well, I think we
That's
should do
French.
That in the Friends chapter.
Okay.
We need sharing an ex.
Ooh, yes. I can't believe we didn't talk about
Jenna,
that.
Jenna, book editor. Jenna, book editor.
Do it. Okay, it's great, but do it different.
It's the deepest.
You know,
honestly,
I just didn't want to get into
you
went it. So deep. You were like, if I had to do it again, it would just be profound. And like, I would just...
But then I felt
so many things I wanted to share.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you know what? It was kind of profound because you can just take that however you want it to.
Yeah.
It's different for each person.
There were just so many things. And like,
I didn't know where to start.
No, and I have so
well,
many.
You were a baby and they were telling you to do things and you wanted to please people and you weren't able to. I mean,
and the time constraints that I had and the under the pressure we were doing it, it's like. It's a whole episode where and I don't have the time for it.
This
is the Lady Gang episode.
I remember that.
This is the Shawn Mendes episode. You guys,
we don't exist.
That was that period in our lives where like we were all getting book offers.
Yeah.
They're like they want you to write your memoir.
And I was like an idiot. Jenna was like, "I'll do it. I have all the time."
It was like I was 21 and I've had one job. I don't think there's much to write about.
I think there would be stuff to write about.
So you got to wait until you hit rock bottom to do that memoir.
I'm like, I got to go through something first.
I can't YouTubers do memoirs?
Yes.
Of course.
What the hell is it about?
Well, it's not memoirs, but it's like, I mean,
how they got to where they are.
Just do it different.
That's the moral of the story.
You know, the great thing about the LG book is that we're writing it so we can write a lot more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like...
I love writing. Well, we both love writing.
Becca hates
it.
Hated it. And this is the secret, our showmance to our secret.
Okay.
What?
That was not...
I got you.
I'm going to do it different. So Becca was like, absolutely, no, I'm not writing a book.
Right.
Don't make me write this book.
Yeah.
Don't make me write this book. And then every time we'd have to work on it, she'd be like, don't let me write. And then in the meetings, Becca number three on the Enneagram was like, and yes, and make sure you tell them about all of our blah, blah, blah. And like sold it, honey. Like only Becca Tobin can with a perfect little angel fucking face.
Yeah.
And people fall in love with her and like, you're so pretty. You should be on the cover of a book. And then we sell the book. And then she's like, I'm not doing this. So Becca,
right?
She's
your pitch girl. You need someone like that though.
She's your pitch girl. That's get her in there.
She is.
Sell the book.
Because everyone kind of wants to be her. Mm. You know, they're like, oh my God, you're so pretty and telling you're on Broadway. Oh my God.
Jesus.
What's it like being friends with Lea Michele? Anyway, so we sell the book and she's like, absolutely not. I hate this book. And me and Jack are like, yes, we're going to be New York Times bestselling authors.
Hell yeah, I get it.
Then Becca's like, I want to go on tour. And me and Jack are like, fuck no. Absolutely not. We're not touring. Okay. I don't want to see people. I hate people.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on an airplane.
No.
Hate airplanes.
The reason why we didn't want to tour is because we thought no.
Because we wanted to do it different.
Because we didn't think anybody would come.
Yeah, because we have deep-rooted insecurities. Yes.
Because I hate birthdays, but one of the main reasons I never have a birthday is because I don't think anybody's going to come.
Got
You're
it.
The same. Like,
and I've also had birthdays where I'm like, hey, everyone come. Like, I'll tell you a great story. One time I worked with a social media company because I was trying to boost my social media following. Yeah. This one I had like 30,000 followers. It was like really, really bad.
Oh my God, Kelsey.
And they were like, you know what you should do? You should do a meetup in LA for your fans. This is pre-Lady Gang. Like, you should do a meetup for your fans where you take them all out to coffee. And even if 10 people show up, they'll feel so special that then you can like Instagram it and build off that. So I did it. I put the flyer up on my Instagram.
Oh, no.
Hey everyone, meet me at Alfred.
Yeah.
Where I'm gonna do I'll buy you a cup of coffee Saturday. You can meet me, hang out with me, and guess what? One person
Oh, Kelsey.
And that is
Can I give you here's the thing. Ready?
Wait, that's a life.
Next
ruiner.
Time
that is, I can't believe you did.
Do it different,
oh my
Kelsey.
God.
Here's part of my book that I would do different. The publicity was non-existent. So I did the book, and then we did a book signing in my hometown, which was really awesome. I had a bunch of friends come. I had old teachers show up. It was wonderful. Then we did one in LA, and I don't think there was one poster, or social media wasn't really out. Like, right. There was nothing. So we go to Santa Monica. I was with my ex-boyfriend at the time. His family came. I had told some friends from, you know, in the Venice area
but
we would
no
go get a drink.
No one's coming.
And I showed up. Five people showed up to my book signing at Barnes & Noble on the 3rd Street Promenade.
Oh, no.
So embarrassed. Okay, I don't.
People.
Yeah.
After the Glee fame, after a book, five people.
It was during Glee, too.
Yeah.
It was?
Because
no one knew about it.
No one knew about it. Yeah. So that, I would do different.
Yeah, do it different. Do it different.
You know how we're going to do it different? Is we're going to pre-sell. We're going to know how many people are going to come. So then we won't, if there's only five
we'll cancel.
People. then Kelty got sick.
Yeah.
Somebody did a pre-sale, and I know in their new thing. I don't want to share it online because she didn't share it online. But
oh, okay.
She did, and she sold it out.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, do the pre-sale, then you know.
Yeah. Yep.
I know, but the thing of pre-sale, sometimes it doesn't count across the New York Times bestseller list. So I'm like deeply want to be a New York Times bestselling author.
We have to really mess with the algorithm.
Yes, we'll be fine.
Has this, I'm curious about this whole writing thing for a second to get nerdy. Has it increased you wanting to just write more and more and more? Like, have you enjoyed the experience?
I love it. I think so this
or are you a little like burnt out?
This is how I think Kelty and I work really well.
I've never seen her have no reaction before.
So like, we've made Kelty Knight speechless.
So Kelty is really good at like stream of conscious, word vomiting, all this awesome shit onto the paper. Sometimes it doesn't really make a lot of like structural sense. So she'll get like the main idea of stuff out and then I'm really good at kind of going through and editing and moving stuff around and making it like a cohesive like
great
piece of writing work.
Yeah.
So I think that's how
it's
like
a really good
I work
team
well.
Then.
Yeah.
It's a showman's.
Oh, that's great.
That is a showman's.
I used showman's on Entertainment Tonight today.
You did?
Yeah, because Lady Gaga got a new boyfriend.
She
was seen kissing her audio engineer at the Granville Cafe. The paparazzi caught them, and then
she goes to Granville.
I know.
Granville, like at the Beverly Center,
like right up the street.
Oh. The one on Ventura.
There's two. Oh. There's one over by the Beverly Center.
Isn't that just like a Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, kind of. Anyway,
respect.
Respect. She just wants to be normal.
I love
she should do it different.
She should do it different.
She should do it different.
Can do it different. So she's got a new guy, and then I said, but I wanted the showmance to happen with Bradley and her, and then Kevin, my co-host, was like a showmance, and I was like.
Exclusively on the Lady Gang Network.
Do it differently, Kevin.
Do it different, Kevin.
Is Bradley
Do it
Cooper
different.
Dating Anna Wintour?
Anna Wintour?
Oh, my God.
Have you guys heard that or seen the picture of them together?
Wait, what?
She's married.
Is she?
Isn't she?
I don't know.
I don't think she is.
Yeah, you just made that up.
I did. Bradley Cooper, I heard... I can't tell you.
Oh, wait, okay. What? Hold tell on, us.
I heard something too. Did you hear it was Jennifer Garner?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I kind of
that's
like
what Kevin
that.
Told me, but I don't know if it's true.
No,
I think
I
she has a boyfriend.
Totally
allegedly.
Gigi Hadid is now dating Tyler C. Cameron.
I don't know who that is.
Bachelor.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
I know.
Oh,
there's
so
no way that's true.
I did see that she started following him on Instagram.
And he started following her pretty recently.
Maybe they... Well, hold on. Devil's advocate. If Gigi Hadid follows me, I will also follow her. Like,
but is that why, or is there,
I don't think we
there
should
like
read,
some
maybe
like,
she's a Bachelor
I heard
fan.
Some inklings from other people.
Jenna's got inside scoop on the whole Bachelor.
I can't say it right
thing.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, but is it true?
I don't know.
Oh wow.
I don't know.
I don't know if I hope if that's true.
I was really hoping for the Bradley Cooper
I was like,
Anna
he's
Winter
for sure going to be the Bachelor, right? And they're like, well, not if he's dating Gigi Hadid. And I was like, damn it.
I have a question.
Oh.
Do you think you should start a spinoff show called Things We Wish Would Happen? And we just go around and talk about gossip that's not true at all, but that we wish would happen.
Wait, and then we can see what we can manifest.
It's a new segment.
Yes.
Thank you, producer.
You're welcome.
Things We Wish Would Happen.
Oh,
things we wish
would that's happen. That's a good segment.
Wait, no, look.
Wait, we're looking at a photo.
Hold on.
Wait,
you have to find
is this like at a Lakers game?
No, but there's fine paparazzi photos of them recently, and she has her sunglasses off. She has her hand on his shoulder, and she's laughing.
She never has her sunglasses off.
I know. I was like, what do her eyes look like?
No, I've never seen her eyes before.
What's the top half of her face look like?
Yeah, who knows?
I'm telling you guys.
Oh, my God.
Hot goss.
That's like how she hides from the paparazzi. She just always wears her glasses. Or she never wears glasses.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, that's... Oh, yes, that's it. Look.
No, they just ran into each other on the street.
That would be an unlikely
couple. You guys,
couple.
I used to date a guy who looks like Bradley Cooper.
Who?
What?
Jeff Tomsic.
Who's that?
I'll name a name. He's a director. I think he's dating one of the Broad City girls. He really, really wanted me when I was dating our mutual ex-boyfriend. And I might have gone on a few dates with him and kissed him in the subway. And then I was like, I can't love you. I love Ryan Ross.
This is stupid. I'm like, why did I do that? I'm an idiot. Jeff Thompson is hot. And now he has a man bun.
I never dated a man bun.
I'm looking up.
I never dated a man bun either.
God, there's just like a couple things at like way after you get married, you're like, okay, I'm never going to date someone who doesn't speak my language. Like I should have. I should have just.
Oh, wait, yes, I did. Oh, my. I think I, well, no, I didn't date him, but I met a guy in Canada who's French that said he worked for the French FBI. But I think that he was married.
Wait.
Things that we wish would happen.
Before a little game with Jack and Kelty, let's give a shout out to Progressive.
Saving money in your car insurance is easy with Progressive.
It's an average savings of $699 a year for customers who switch and save.
In fact, customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts on their auto policy when they switch to Progressive. Discounts just for starting a quote online or owning multiple vehicles.
Get your quote online at progressive.com and see how much you could be saving.
Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back where wedding advice is not happening. Wah, wah. But a game with Jack and Kelty are.
Okay.
What? Did you say ours?
It's hot in here, you guys. I'm losing steam.
Okay, we're going to play a rapid fire game.
Sounds fun.
You guys, you get two options. You got to pick one.
Okay. Okay. This or that.
I love this.
Kelty's closing her eyes. She's getting ready.
You're so competitive.
I'm so competitive.
Wait, do we say it at the same time?
Yes. Okay. Jack, are you competitive?
Yes.
Hold hands.
Okay.
This game.
No, I'm just kidding.
This game I like to call How Basic Are We?
Oh, super basic.
Jack's the most basic.
Kevin?
What are you eating out of there?
Candy. I didn't give you any.
I have no That's good. Brain cells.
Okay. Okay. It's fine. You
Play
ready?
The game. Play the game.
Okay. First one. Bikini or one piece?
One piece.
Bikini.
Okay. Jenna?
Oh. Coffee versus tea.
Coffee.
Coffee. Coffee. Coffee. Coffee.
Gwyneth or Reese?
Gwyneth.
Gwyneth.
Okay. Botox or fillers?
Oh. Botox.
Botox doesn't work on me anymore. I'm immune.
What?
I just got it. It doesn't work.
No, you need more.
I keep getting more, and it keeps not working.
No, this is offline.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth or Chris Evans?
Neither.
Hemsworth. What?
Whoa. I hate all Chris's, except my husband.
You guys, I used to live next door to Chris and Liam, like, 8 years ago.
And she didn't care.
And did not care because I was too busy chasing after stupid, scrawny band boys. They both, them and then their friend Yanni, all lived in a one-bedroom apartment.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Hot.
The things I...
Really hot. Speaking of Chris Hemsworth.
Would do. Sorry. Too big, too little.
Too... About a penis?
Are you talking about a pair of pants?
I don't know.
I'd like them too big. I don't like it when my...
I don't like anything tight.
Yeah, I don't like anything tight.
Too big.
Too big.
Hinge or Raya?
Oh.
Raya. I keep having dreams that I'm single again and I sign up for Raya and I have tons of fun.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You know
what? It means you're human.
I kind of wish... So I was on Raya. I kind of wish that I could reopen it just to see what new celebs were on there.
Yeah.
Can you?
Maybe.
You can. I went on there as like just... To make friends or whatever. It's a different
crop
of people.
Who could you make friends with?
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't know.
You can't say because then you're ousted. You can't say who was there.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no,
you just can't screenshot.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Do they know when you do?
Yes. Yep.
Whoa. Okay. Champagne or tequila?
Tequila.
Oh,
both.
Respect.
The only two drinks.
Makeup, no makeup.
No makeup.
Yes. Yoga or HIIT?
I've never done HIIT. Hot yoga.
Have you ever done hot yoga?
Yes. I used to do hot yoga all the time. Literally, like, probably 5 times a week.
Okay.
This was, like, back in the day when I actually exercised.
Did you answer?
I'm going to say HIIT because I need to get it together. Yoga's not going to take me there. Namaste.
No, it's really not.
Namaste.
It never does. We wish it does, but it doesn't. Kevin?
Brunch or dinner?
Brunch.
Oh, brunch.
Yeah.
Katie or Taylor?
Katie. You're kind of a...
I'm back into Taylor, man.
Yeah.
Taylor taking down the music industry is very inspirational for me as a woman.
In the music industry.
In the music industry. I also have products on iTunes.
That almost made me fart.
I do like Katie's new hair, though.
Wait, she's
growing
hair?
It out.
The blonde, long...
The bob.
You know, I like it grow up.
This is my favorite one. Notebook or Made in Manhattan?
Made in Manhattan for sure. I love it.
I don't know if I've ever seen Made in Manhattan.
Oh my god!
I was just having
what a travesty.
Well, is that the end?
One more.
There's one more.
Okay.
Bachelor or Real Housewives?
Oh my god, Bachelor.
Bachelor. Yes. But I will say, I was having a fight with a friend the other day of who's the greatest living entertainer, and he said Beyonce and I said Jennifer Lopez. And I want to just make a claim. Jennifer Lopez has movies.
Yes.
Mm. And
I have to say, I saw J-Lo in Vegas, and it was the bomb diggity.
Dude, right. She is so hot.
I think as an entertainer, the broad statement.
A 360. Yes.
No one does it like J-Lo.
Performer. Because people...
Beyonce,
musician,
maybe.
Musician, music artist,
totally.
But Beyonce. People are like, oh, totally. And I was like, fashion, J-Lo. Like, J-Lo goes to the Golden Globes every year. Are you nominated
50.
For a Golden Globe?
50.
No. Are
who
you the
50?
Most talked about person at the Golden Globe? Yes. Yeah. Like, she wore that
right.
yellow dress, and
oh
I was like, you're
God.
Not even supposed to be here.
She
you were Made in Manhattan, which is nominated for nothing.
You're not supposed to be here.
She had that booty before people started paying for it.
That is true.
Right.
She has started the original hot bod.
That green dress.
Right. The Versace.
Yeah. That's now just got made into shoes.
What?
It just got made into
the
shoes.
The actual dress did?
No, so they have the pattern of the shoes.
Oh, no.
Yes, and the tongue is like flesh colored, like the deep.
No,
yes.
My, that's disgusting.
So
oh, yeah.
Wait, gross.
No, but also, the other thing
dress?
Is nobody runs a business like J-Lo.
That's right. What I'm
she became a judge on American Idol and reinvented herself and had the biggest song of her career out of nowhere.
That's true.
Before the first episode of American Idol even came out, she already had 3 campaigns. She was already on billboards
That's
everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, she knows how to do it. But also, I have a really big problem with the movie she chooses to do because I think she is a really talented actor. And I don't think...
Kevin, I think she just likes to have a good time on a freaking rom-com and there's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with
it.
There's
not. No, but I think she's good enough to get an Oscar is what I'm saying.
Oh.
I think if she...
No, Selena, she was incredible.
Yes. She was great.
No, perfect.
Not, but she's even... Like, some of those hokey movies that she does,
she's
it's really,
really
hard
good.
To be good in those.
It's,
and she's really good at it.
Yeah.
And I just
I
feel like if she... I mean, she
found,
doesn't need
like,
to care
right
about that. Like, she doesn't
she
need
found
that.
The right script.
Yeah, yeah, if she like worked herself into those types of movies,
okay.
I think she would.
I hear you.
Kill
I,
all right, I'll tell
that.
Benny. I'll tell her manager
okay,
the next time
she,
I see
you
Benny.
You know what, Kevin?
I'll be like, Benny, I have ideas for J-Lo.
Let's
Kevin, do you know what I think she should do? She should do it different.
No, but like same but different. Like keep it
same,
moving.
Same.
Yeah, no, same.
But, like,
same. Don't change anything.
Like she's
secure.
Got it. She's
secure. I'm so glad you guys agree with me because
yeah.
I was really mad because I'm
no,
like
I'm
Beyonce.
I'm the biggest
doesn't
Beyonce
really
fan.
Have style.
No, I'm the biggest.
She doesn't have good red carpet style. Like she comes to red carpet a lot of times in black, boring, you know.
Yes.
And like Solange is the fashionista, and
yes.
Tina is the fashionista
yeah.
of that family. But ever since
Solange
she got rid of the Destiny's Child. She's a
You're
little
right.
snooze. Remember that
snooze.
Year she came to the Grammys in like a, it looked like a black halo from Macy's like jumpsuit that was like black and white
yeah,
on the top.
Yeah.
Boring.
Boring.
Give me a fluff. Give me a Riri. Give me a Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah,
yeah.
In a gold lame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
That's all. Now
yeah.
the Beehive, like, I'm murdered.
No.
I know. Oh,
I'm done.
Watch
no,
out,
I love Beyonce.
I'm the biggest
one.
Beyonce fan, but
We've
in terms of
so
we're just speaking broadly
yeah.
about overall like,
yes.
general entertainer,
yeah.
J-Lo's got hands in pots and doing it better than everybody else.
All the
yeah.
pots.
She does.
Guest campaign.
Yes, everything.
Yeah.
Just for the record. If we're just talking about
just that.
Music,
Beyonce.
Beyonce
yeah.
murders everyone.
The Lemonade album.
It we get it.
Adele said it. It showed us places you've never shown
been.
Us before.
Yeah.
Artists of our generation.
Artists of our generation.
Well,
Kevin
thank
McHale.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Kevin McHale.
Thank you, Kevin McHale.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Shawn Mendes.
Oh, Shawn.
Thank you, Kelty and Jack.
Kevin, give us another bop.
It's time
what?
To wrap it
give
up.
Give us another bop.
Producer says.
I've given you 5 songs. That's all you're getting.
Well, thanks for coming, you guys.
Yes.
Love you.
Thanks for employing us.
Yeah, thanks for
thanks for
getting
birthing
our
us.
Show underway. You birthed us
yeah.
out the womb.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
kitties.
Womb.
I'm a proud mom at parent-teacher interviews, and
yep.
you both got A's.
Yes.
Okay.
I was in the National Honor Society.
What?
I was in the National Honor Society.
Of course you were.
Don't worry about it.
I wasn't.
I cheated.
I was too.
Thanks for listening.
Come
Bye.
Back next week. Thank you so much for listening to Showmance with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
oh, spread
the
word.
See you next week.
Bye.
Every
car comes with its share of stories.
That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date.
The luxury package you got after a big promotion.
Or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer.
While you can't put a price tag on your stories with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in.
Go to TrueCar, enter your license plate, and watch how your car's details pop up.
Then answer a few questions.
Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your value.
High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead.
Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
True cash offer not available in all areas.